My name's Trish Gabbana and my husband Bruno Gabbana, and I have been living on our farm here since 1978.
Growing small crops is hard physical work, but that hasn't stopped Trish and Bruno Gabbana doing something they love. This Italian-born farmer and his wife moved to Candanga in Queensland's Merri Valley 39 years ago. They established a small market garden on their land and have been growing and selling a huge range of vegetables and leafy greens on the Sunshine Coast ever since. Can I be rude enough to ask, what sort of age are you at now and how long do you reckon you can keep going at this? I mean, it must be tough on the body.
I certainly get a good workout and I don't need to go to the gym. I suppose I would call myself retirement age, and Bruno's well past retirement age. But we both still enjoy what we're doing. We're passionate about what we're doing, and I suppose we'll continue doing it for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren as long as we feel comfortable doing it.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. Trish and Bruno are veterans of the local farmers market scene. They have a loyal following amongst their customers and no plans to retire.
We first started selling at markets in 1981 at Jamundi, and we still have contact with some of those original customers, and their children are coming back to us and shopping now as well. They become part of what I call my market family.
They'd miss you if you weren't there.
Yes, I've been down there for a good few years now. You know, every guy you say, I'll stop and I'm not coming, they must stop growing. You say, no, not you doing that. You know, you have to come and miss all the good stuff.
Now, Bruno, I think you must be an advertisement for your lifestyle, because I hear today is a pretty special day. It's actually your birthday.
Yes.
How young are you?
79.
Wow, you do not look it at all.
Well, I reckon when you're keeping doing something, keeping you in fit, keeping you young, you're keeping you, you know, you have to keep doing something all the time.
Putting the rest of us to shame.
Well, I don't know about that.
So how would you describe your operation here, Trish Gabbana?
These days we would be called market gardeners. During winter, we grow a range of winter crops, broccoli, cauliflower, fennel, spring onions, onions in general, and many other Asian greens and leafy greens.
That's not a bad spot.
Oh, those potatoes are looking amazing straight out of the ground.
Sure are, and they taste good too.
What variety is this?
They're Sebagos. We have quite a long established vineyard. Some of them are wine grapes, which Bruno makes his own wine from every year, and some of them are nice eating grapes. And we do have something very interesting in the fact that we've collected up different varieties from people in the area that have been here for quite a long number of years, and so we have like a repository of many different ancient varieties from this area.
You're fond of a grape there, Bruno?
Yes, I love the grapes. Well, not just to eat, but you make a nice wine.
Are you into reds or whites?
Master red. White, all right, here and there, but the red is good for you anyway, the red one is. Homemade stuff is one of the best. See, you go and buy is full of rubbish, you know. Preserve, yes, that's the truth. It preserve, it got everything inside. The one I'm making is just fermenting. I squash the grapes, let it fermenting for 4 days, 5 days, draw the wine out, the juice out, and let it finish fermenting like that, you know. And after when it's finished, I put it in the bottle, but they'll put anything inside.
I want to come back when you're doing this.
Yeah, come back and squash the grapes.
I've got big feet, so I'd probably be a big help.